Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in mega cleanliness drive ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. Around 7 lakh events organized across the country under Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan. Prime Minister Modi to be in Telangana visit today. Developmental projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees to be inaugurated in Mehboobnagar. Online gaming, betting, casinos, gambling, horse racing and lottery to attract 28% GST from today. Prime Minister Modi congratulates Dr. Mohammad Muizi on being elected as President of the Maldives. In USA, government and both houses agree on a short-term funding deal to avert federal shutdown with no new aid for Ukraine. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India clinches a gold and a silver in the trap team shooting events. Aditi Ashok bags silver individual golf, medal tally reaches to 41. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining mega cleanliness drive ahead of Gandhi Jayanti. As part of the Ek Tarikh, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness, people across the country today participated in a mega cleanliness drive on the clarion call of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Modi had appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for a mega cleanliness drive today. Mr. Modi joined the campaign with fitness influencer Ankit Bayan Puria and cleaned the garbage and waste. Mr. Modi also interacted with Ankit Bayan Puria, where he stressed the need for fitness. In a social media post, the Prime Minister shared a video of his interaction with him during the cleanliness activities.
फिटनेस के लिए आप इतनी मेहनत करते हैं उसमें ये स्वच्छता अभियान कैसे मदद करेगा
वातावरण को स्वस्थ रखना तो हमारा कर्तव्य है वो स्वस्थ तभी हम स्वस्थ हैं
हमारे सोनीपत में गांवों में कैसा है लोगों का स्वच्छता का में विश्वास कैसा है
अब थोड़ा ज्यादा ध्यान दे रहे हैं स्वच्छता की तरफ
एक स्वच्छता का संदेश क्योंकि मैंने देखा है कि धीरे धीरे देश में स्वच्छता के लिए सबकी रुचि बन रही है परिवार में छोटे बच्चे भी अपने दादा को कहते हैं गंदा मत करो एक अच्छा वातावरण से भी चलिए अंकित बहुत बढ़िया काम कर रहे हो आप
Citizens from all walks of life took part in cleaning activities at public places including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship across the country. In the national capital, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Union Ministers Bhupendra Yadav, Dharmendra Pradhan, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Hardeep Singh Puri, Meenakshi Lekhi, Rajiv Chandrasekhar and other leaders participated in Swachhata Abhiyan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that the Modi government has built 12 crore toilets just within 3 years.
जब से स्वच्छता अभियान चला है और नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने वो कर दिखाया जो 70 साल में शौचालय नहीं बन पाए थे मात्र 3 साल के अंदर 12 करोड़ शौचालय देश की बहनों और गरीब परिवारों को बनाकर दे दिए
Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, after taking part in a cleanliness drive at the Delhi University, said that the Swachhata campaign has become a public movement.
ये एक जनभागीदारी का अनोखा प्रयास है आज ऐसी स्थिति आई है प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी केवल राजनीतिक व्यक्ति नहीं रहे हैं वो एक समाज प्रेरक हैं समाज सुधारक हैं चिंता नायक हैं दूरदृष्टा हैं उनका विश्वास है जब तक सामाजिक शक्ति एकजुट होकर समाज को खड़े करने में अपनी ताकत नहीं झोंकेगा तब तक समाज की विकास नहीं हो पाएगा
Minister of State for External Affairs and Culture, Meenakshi Lekhi, asked people to segregate wet and solid wastes.
से अधिक लोग स्वच्छता के प्रति जागरूक हो प्लास्टिक के कूड़े को अलग करें प्लास्टिक इस्तेमाल ना करें और अगर करें तो उसको अलग फेंकें और साथ में जो गीला कूड़ा है उसको अलग करें उसकी कंपोस्टिंग हो मेटल वेस्ट है उसको अलग रिसाइकलिंग में डाला जाए तो ये पूरी व्यवस्थाओं को ठीक करने का प्रयास है
More than 7 lakh events took place today for the mega cleanliness drive across the country. Over 6,40,000 sites were adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. A large number of resident welfare associations also came forward to volunteer for Shramdan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and the Air Force personnel, National Disaster Response Force, Central Bureau of Investigation and other departments also joined hands with civilians to clean various sites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Mehboobnagar in Telangana state in a short while from now. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation several development projects and will lay the foundation stones for a few others worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education and energy sectors. Prime Minister Modi will dedicate to the nation the Hassan Charlapalli LPG pipeline built by HPCL at a cost of 2,661 crore rupees. This will enable 37 lakh more consumers to get LPG gas. The foundation stone will be laid for the construction of multi-product pipeline between Krishnapatnam in Andhra Pradesh and Hyderabad. This project, proposed at a cost of 19,032 crore rupees, will enable easy transportation of diesel, petrol, kerosene and jet fuel. Our correspondent, who is in Mehboobnagar, gives the details.
There is a lot of enthusiasm among people who reached the public meeting site at Bhutpur near Mehboobnagar town. Besides oil and gas projects, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the new railway lane between Jakler and Krishna, built on Munirabad-Mehboobnagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees, and inaugurate Kachiguda-Raichur-Kachiguda demo train service and four-lane highway between Suryapet and Khammam, built at a cost of over 2,400 crore rupees. He will lay foundation stone to several other road projects worth over 6,400 crore rupees. He will also virtually inaugurate four buildings constructed at a cost of 81 crore rupees at Central University in Hyderabad.
Lakshmi, Akashwani News,
Mehboobnagar.
The Prime Minister will visit Nizamabad in Telangana on Tuesday. He will inaugurate some projects and dedicate a few others worth 8,021 crore rupees. Besides addressing a public meeting, he will dedicate to the nation state-of-the-art NTPC 800 megawatt power plant built at a cost of 6,000 crore rupees at Ramagundam. 85% of the electricity generated in it will be used in Telangana. The project will improve direct and indirect employment opportunities along with the north-south grid connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. During his visit, he will dedicate the Mehsana-Bhatinda-Gurdaspur gas pipeline, built at a cost of about 4,500 crore rupees. He will also dedicate the LPG plant of the HPCL at Abu Road. Besides, the Prime Minister will dedicate four-lane road on NH-12 on the Daraha-Jhalawad-Teendhar section. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees in Gwalior. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway and will also lay the foundation stone for five different road projects. During the visit, Griha Pravesh of over 2.2 lakh houses built under PMAY Grameen will be initiated by Mr. Modi. He will also dedicate houses constructed under PMAY Urban. Besides, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the Jal Jeevan Mission projects in Gwalior and Shiopur districts. In Rajasthan, Election Commission has completed all required preparations for ensuing assembly elections. Full bench of Election Commission has expressed satisfaction over the preparedness. Commission is on a three-day visit to the state to assess the preparations. Chief Election Officer Mr. Rajiv Kumar has made an appeal to the youth and women voters to go for poll at the maximum extent. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. Online gaming, betting, casinos, gambling, horse racing and lottery will attract 28% goods and services tax GST. In a Gazette notification by Finance Ministry, the amended GST provisions has come into force from today. The decision to levy 28% GST was taken in the 51st GST Council meeting held in New Delhi in August this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased in the Koonoor bus accident in Tamil Nadu. Those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Mr. Modi said he is pained by the loss of lives due to the accident near Koonoor in Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu. He also prayed that the injured recover soon. Yesterday, 8 people were killed and 42 others were injured when a tourist bus fell into a gorge at the Koonoor Nilgiris. The Indian Met Department has issued red alert for Konkan and Goa for today. IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places and heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in South Konkan, and as well as moderate rainfall at most places with heavy rainfall at isolated places in North Konkan. For Goa, the IMD has said that light to moderate rainfall at most places with heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places is expected. IMD has also issued a red alert for rain for Sindhudurg district of Maharashtra for the next 48 hours. Dr. Mohammad Muizu of the opposition PPM-PNC coalition has won the presidential elections in the Maldives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and extended greetings to Dr. Muizu. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India remains committed to strengthening the time-tested India-Maldives bilateral relationship and cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. A populist pro-Moscow party led by former PM Robert Fico has won Slovakia's parliamentary elections with almost all votes counted. The Smer SSD party had a clear lead with almost 24% of the vote despite exit polls suggesting victory by a liberal centrist party. Smer has pledged an immediate end to military support for Ukraine. The US government has avoided a federal shutdown after the House of Representatives and the State Senate agreed on a short-term funding deal. A bill that keeps the government funded until 17th November but includes no new aid for Ukraine was approved in the Senate by 88 votes to 9. President Joe Biden signed it into law minutes before the midnight deadline. A shutdown which would place tens of thousands of federal employees on furlough without pay and suspend various government services was slated to begin at midnight today. On day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games in Hangzhou, India added one more gold and two silver medals to its kitty, taking the overall medals tally to 41 today. The latest gold came in the men's trap team shooting event. The Indian contingent consisting of Keenas Darius Chennai, Zoravar Singh Sandhu and Prithviraj Tondaiman helped India bag 361 points, which was enough to claim spot in the team event. In individual qualification, Keenan first and Zoravar fourth made it to the final. India also got silver in the women's trap team event. The team consisted of Manisha Keer, Preeti Rajak and Rajeshwari Kumari, but only Keer qualified for the final of the individual women's trap event. Later in the day, India men's badminton team will take on defending champions China in the final today. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the live commentary on the final match of the badminton event of the 19th Asian Games 2023. From 2:30 hours instead of 14:55 today. So far, India took up its overall medal tally to 41 with 11 gold, 16 silver and 14 bronze at the ongoing Asian Games. India currently stands at the fourth position on the scoreboard. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in mega cleanliness drive ahead of the Gandhi Jayanti. Around 7 lakh events organized across the country under Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan. Prime Minister Modi to be on Telangana visit today. Development projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees to be inaugurated in Mehboobnagar. Online gaming, betting, casinos, gambling, horse racing and lottery to attract 28% GST from today. Prime Minister Modi congratulates Dr. Mohammad Muizu on being elected as President of the Maldives. In USA, government and both houses agree on a short-term funding deal to avert federal shutdown with no new aid for Ukraine. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India clinches a gold and a silver in trap team shooting events. Aditi Ashok bags silver in individual golf. Medal tally reaches to 41. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.